Are you ready?
It's Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Back goes Mookie. Mookie to the track in front of the Red Sox bullpen. He leaps and he took a home run away.
But
here comes Jackie Bradley Jr. He dives and he makes a sensational grab.
I'm supposed to get excited. They beat Texas.
A wall ball double, Benintendi, and the Red Sox lead it 8-4.
Texas sucks.
Okay, but don't deny.
With Glenn, Lou, and Christian.
Do I think that talking about a baseball game from the night before is interesting? I do not. I'm sorry. Lou does.
This segment
This is
sucks.
Important.
You know who should write the media column?
In like 3 weeks.
And Lou. I mean, obviously, he's, you know.
Lou who?
Lou-less Joe Jackson. He's technically illiterate.
No more peace talks. There's war right now. No more peace talks.
You are an idiot.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Congratulations to Lou Merlone. He was Kirky's target of the day and took a beating in the first hour of the program, right? Right out of the bat.
Yeah.
Right out of the gate. He didn't waste any time on you. Just went right at you.
What really matters
is
this time.
Is he more tired than
sports?
He's like Lou Rantz now, where he thinks he's outrageous? Like, we get it, Lou. You're angry. Like, Glenn fake laughs and just do it again today. I'm sure. As I'm tweeting last night, drunk as can be. Keep it up, Lou. It's wild. It's wacky.
They mix their pitches up enough, you drip. Hey.
Listen, I don't need Kirk Minahan to give me the stamp of approval to talk about baseball.
Why not?
Like, all of a sudden, it's like it doesn't interest him. They don't discuss it on their show. Their ratings are very high, and because they don't talk baseball, that baseball, nobody cares about it, obviously, because they don't talk about it and they get good ratings. When they don't talk about the Patriots, they don't talk about the Celtics, they don't talk about the Bruins. They do their own show. They do a good thing. Okay? But we've had segments before. We people call them beautiful segments. I loved it. Sitting there talking about sports, talking about the Red Sox and their meaningless win last night. Poor Blake Swihart, he goes 2-for-4. He doesn't even know. It doesn't even count because it's against Texas. You know, Jackie Bradley finally got 2 hits. Wait till he finds out that Major League Baseball is not even going to acknowledge those hits and give them to him in his stats because it's against Texas. Mookie Betts with that great catch out in right field, that doesn't count. That's against Texas. I mean, the game got so bad that Cora said, you know what, I'm not even going to use Kimbrel because it doesn't count. It's against Texas. And meanwhile, the Yankees, they're lucky as hell. They walk in last night down 2.5. They're still down 2.5 because they lost to Baltimore, where apparently it doesn't count.
Counts.
So they're still down 2.5, aren't they?
No, it counts.
Those games don't count.
No, they count.
Yeah,
they count.
So
them, they count the point. They count on the standings.
You sure?
Yeah, the only thing people are saying is these teams suck. There are a lot of sucky teams in Major League Baseball. Now, the Orioles have been the difference between the Red Sox being up 3.5 games on the Yankees. Red Sox are 9-1 against Baltimore. The Yankees are 4-5. So they do count in the standings.
Sure, and that's all that really matters right now, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, but your biggest problem is that you want everybody to embrace this Red Sox team, and everybody should feel good about it. They should feel good about the postseason.
No, I never said you got to feel good about the postseason.
Well, but that's what
I'm still sitting here saying. I don't trust a damn soul, and that's up to them to prove it to me.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is when you look at it and say 63 wins, yeah, but they swept Washington, and they suck, you know, which I don't think they do.
They're okay.
I think they demoralize good teams. All right? Good teams. Like, I don't, you know, I think they just pound the hell out of them. They're on a roll right now. They step on the field.
Big defensive
and they rip the
plays,
heart out of them.
Big defensive plays. They rip the heart out of you with great defensive
plays. Well,
they're
down 1-0. You're up 1-0, and they just put 5 missiles in your face.
Yep.
You know, 7 hits in an inning, and you're up 5-0 or 6 hits.
Right.
Double, 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 triple, and you're up 5-1. You sit there and go, okay, we're going to lose again. I think that's what they do to teams. You know, it was years ago. It was like, why? You know, they got to win these games. Why can't they beat these crappy teams? Why can't they beat these crappy pitchers? So now they're beating these crappy teams and these crappy pitchers, and it doesn't mean anything. You know, they're boring. You know, I'm not exciting. We had a guy call up the other day. He wants more small ball. He wants more bunts and
hit
runs.
That's ridiculous.
Last year they weren't
ridiculous.
Exciting. Yeah, last year they weren't exciting because they didn't need home runs. This year they hit exciting. They hit home runs, but they're not exciting because they don't bunt and hit and run.
No, I love the excitement. I love the long ball. Okay, it's terrific. What people are saying is it's a wait and see attitude. Why are you shocked at this? We spent the entire offseason saying they can go through the entire season, win 110 games, and until they win playoff series, people aren't going to get excited. And you're sitting there going, what's wrong with you people?
No, I
Why
agree.
Aren't you
but
excited
what you're seeing
out
right
there?
Now is absolutely out of control.
Out of control.
It is fun to watch.
It is.
They are just pummeling teams. Now you got Sale tonight. You know, so early in the year, it was this team needs to get off to a good start. How important it is for Alex Cora and this team and coming out of camp and they tried some new things. They go 17-2 and it's like, well, whatever. Don't mean anything. You know, I want to see this guy improve.
Well,
I want to see
what
this guy
is.
I want to see what that guy is. And they all go out there and have great years. A lot of pressure on J.D. Martinez. Hasn't worked in the past. The guy comes out. He's one of the best hitters in baseball, if not the best. And it's like, yeah, whatever. But he does against Texas. You know, he's great. He did it against Kansas City. You know, Mookie Betts, is he an MVP candidate or is he a 267?
MVP
no, he's an
candidate.
Finalist and MVP candidate, and you're like, eh, whatever. We'll see what he does in the playoffs.
Yeah. You may have the two best, the number one and number two MVP candidate, unless people want to go with the best player in the league, and that would be Mike Trout. All right, so you've got those two guys in both Mookie Betts and J.D. Martinez. Nobody is saying that. Everybody thinks this is wonderful. They're going to win a lot of games. They are to the point now, and when David Price is pitching, he can suck against every team except for the Yankees. He can suck, and they still win the game. He doesn't get a loss. That Kansas City game, he was god-awful. Did he lose that game, Lou? Is there a loss there?
No.
Nope. No loss there. Right. Mm-hmm. So they're at that point right now. Do you have any question that they're going to win tonight's game? Is there any question?
Well, they should win tonight.
They're going to win tonight's game.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. Put it in the book right now. Yeah. Lock it in. Lock it in.
Can't wait to see it.
They're going to lock it in.
Sale's going to go out there and dominate. He's going to throw 98, 99. He's going to blow these guys away. He's probably going to strike out. He's going to go seven innings, maybe one run, maybe. Strike out 12 on four hits.
But what does it
mean?
And
it's going to be glorious. But
until we see them
drip.
Until we see them do this in the postseason, I'm sorry, Lou. People aren't going to get overly excited. Matter of fact, I like the Orioles' chances tonight. Don't you like the Orioles' chances
Absolutely.
Tonight? Get
well, Sonny
Gray.
Up.
4.5 up. You could be 4.5 up tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and if the Yankees are 4.5 up, we'd say the Red Sox are done. I hate them. They can't. Well, Yankees are running away with it. Red Sox are up 3.5 right now, and it's like, whatever.
No, it isn't. People tweeting last night that it's over, that the Red Sox are going to win the division. It's not over. It's far from over.
It's not over.
The Yankees are going to be far more active when you get to the trading deadline,
than the Red Sox. You see Cafardo's tweet? 36% up. The demographic. 25 to 54. 36% up. But you know what? People aren't watching. The game's in trouble. The game, I got Chauncey's four-point plan to fix baseball. Meanwhile, you know, in this city, and I know he's not talking about
this city,
but whatever. I mean,
separate issue.
Ratings are where you need to be.
No, it's a
separate issue.
When we're talking about the Red Sox and the reaction by the fan base, it is a different issue
than
when we're talking about the issues that Major League Baseball
Reamer's
is dealing with.
Reamer's comparing ratings to other teams, you know, and they play every single day. They're doing sixes, while the other two, you know, the winter sports, basketball and hockey, are doing 2 8s and 3 2s. They play twice a week. This thing's every single damn day. They're getting sixes, and what's Reamer's first response? That means 94% of the people out there aren't watching. What?
Well, he had to appease Kirk.
Huh?
He has to appease Kirk. He wrote his piece today, the media column.
What?
Is he a media columnist now here? Is that what he's doing?
Critic, I think, would be the word.
He's in the media. How can he be a critic if he's in the
media?
That's your response?
That's how you get inside the enemy line.
Rather than saying the ratings are up 20% from the year ago, your response is that means 94% of people aren't watching?
So his first media critic column is to suck up to Kirk Menahan?
That's how he got on the show.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, should there be less sports talk on sports talk radio?
Okay.
Tongue bath.
If you can do it, and the guys in the morning can do it, it's their strength. It's their strong point. It's beautiful. They get into it. They're passionate about it. But it doesn't mean that's how you have to do it.
I'm here because of Kirk.
Yeah, we know that. But it doesn't mean you have to do it. There's a successful show across the street that doesn't do any of that stuff.
See, he'd be far more, I think, effective today if in his first day back he ripped the crap out of Kirk Menahan. And Kirk would have enjoyed that more. It would have been created more.
Well, Kirk's given him the okay to do that, and he should do that.
Yeah, he should. He should have ripped him today instead of just sucking up to him today.
No,
because it's exactly what you did. But I don't understand why you can't get the fact, Lou, that people are sitting there looking at this thing and they're saying, yeah, but what are you going to do when it comes to the playoffs? That's all you're getting right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting, I'm not emotionally going to attach myself to this team. I'm not going to hug this team too tightly because I'm afraid when we get to the postseason, the same thing will happen that happened last year and the year before. 10 years now, an entire decade, the Red Sox in one of those 10 years have won a playoff series. They actually won 3 in the World Series. But that's the only one of those 10 years they were able to actually win a playoff series?
Why is it the one sport in this town that has to be that case in order to enjoy a regular season? Do you think the Bruins had a chance to win a Stanley Cup? Did you think the Celtics had a chance to win an NBA title?
I think the Bruins did.
So if the Red Sox can't win a World Series, I can't appreciate it.
But the Bruins have won playoff series here. Right, 2011, they won the whole thing. The Celtics back in 08, but they've won playoff series since then. They went to
because everybody makes the playoffs.
Oh, here we go.
I mean, everybody does. Oh, yeah. It's not just the great teams. Oh, yeah. Right. I mean, half the league makes the postseason.
Well, that's okay. When they rearrange Major League Baseball and everybody gets into the postseason, because the only way we can get people to show up and they rearrange everything, and you'll be fine. Then. Yeah.
But the build-up leading up to it is like, oh, yeah, loving this team. Loving watching this team. This team's a fun team to watch. You know, yeah, whatever. You talk about Bruins. You talk about Celtics.
It's all about championships here, Lou. It's all about winning in the postseason.
My point is that it's not about them. Nobody thought the Celtics could win a championship.
No, but they
still
enjoyed
the regular season, though.
No, but they thought they could win a playoff series.
Yeah,
I'm telling you,
the NBA, they're playing a bunch of crap. Half the league a third of the league is tanking. The other teams that make the playoffs suck.
Right now in MLB.
Blend. First off, that is not factually correct.
It is.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
He's stupid. He's a baseball player.
Right. So, is a third of the league in the NBA sat starters down the stretch to lose intentionally?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's
that's
called
good
tanking.
Product?
It's called tanking.
Yeah.
The NBA has done it for years. They have rearranged the draft starting next year so they can get around that. And MLB has adopted the tanking because they learned that the Houston Astros have found the winning ways because they tanked for 5 years.
Yeah, they're
that's
not
how
great
you do it.
Because they tanked.
Sure
they are. They're great because they acquire guys and there's no guarantee in a major league draft that you're going to get a great player because you pick one or you pick 10.
Did a pretty good job.
You pick 12.
What they did is they spent no money.
They did a good job.
They spent no money. They were able to
it's money.
Well, not yeah, but they couldn't spend the money initially because they couldn't. They
Major
didn't
League
have
Baseball's
enough to go
got,
and field an entire team.
They should probably have a floor, and whether it's a cap or not,
no
that's
question.
Where you get more competitive. But
no
MLB,
question.
The union will never allow that.
Why not?
But all the teams right now that really do suck. You turn the clock back 3 years ago, and they're the better teams in the league. But they can't afford to do it. Texas, Kansas City, Baltimore. They were all playoff teams just 2 or 3 years ago. But all their players came up in free agency, and they can't afford to do it. Tampa Bay has gone through it their whole career. Oakland's gone through it. Those teams have stayed competitive. But these other teams, they're bottom out. And they're relying on their system because they got to trade away pieces.
That's a problem, though, Lou. When you have the major market teams like the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Red Sox, they can do it every single year. They can do it every single year. They can sustain it because they can bring in enough revenue to be able to do it. And those small market teams can't do it. It's a problem with baseball. But I want to get back to the Red Sox. And I don't know what you're missing here in that the fans still question whether this team can win in the postseason.
I do, too.
Okay.
I'm in that club.
Okay.
I don't trust them. I don't trust anybody. And that's not my fault. That's theirs. They got to go out and win a series before I can trust them. But that doesn't mean I'm going to sit here for 6 months and just not believe what I'm seeing.
No, this is good.
And I'm not going to sit there and say, you know what? Whatever. Yeah, they won tonight. Who cares? It was Texas. It was Kansas City. It's going to be Detroit and Minnesota. I don't even care what I'm watching.
As I'm tweeting last night, drunk as can be.
Drunk. Yeah. I don't drink at Comcast. NBC Sports Boston.
I don't know. I've seen you on there.
You know
times,
what? I'm going to be at NBC Sports Boston. That. I'm doing the early edition and the late edition.
Tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to tweet my face off.
Oh, he's
you want
fun
entertainment?
Tomorrow.
Bring it back.
He's insufferable.
You know where
he's
to go.
Watching these games now every single
beautiful.
Night.
Beautiful. In sale.
Just reach it out. No, this
bastard.
One doesn't count. This one doesn't
you didn't
count.
Realize that tonight's start doesn't even count. This is like a rehab stop.
God, it's unbelievable. Here's Dan in Beverly here on OMF. What do you got, Dan?
Hey, guys. Hey, first of all, don't change anything you're doing. I love your show, and I love most of the shows. But this guy in the morning is a cancer for our town.
Who's that? Who would that be?
It's Kirk.
No, he's not.
He's not a cancer for the town.
Yeah, come on, Dan.
He looks like Vladimir Putin.
He does look
Putin.
A little bit like Vladimir.
I'll agree with you there. Yeah, no doubt.
Number two, he's done nothing in this town. And when I think of personalities like Glenn, you know, Glenn covered the Celtics, and Lou, you played for the Sox, and Chris
played for the Sox.
Yeah, I did.
Christian was in the huddle with Tom Brady, and, you know, you name it. John Dennis, everybody was on television, Bob Lobel. This guy's done nothing.
Yeah, he's done quite a bit here in the last few years. He's been pretty good at his craft, yeah?
Glenn, he found a guy lying at the Boston Marathon, and it put him on the map.
That's pretty good, though. That's pretty good.
Oh, you think
he did the legwork. That's a lot of legwork.
Dan, that was like a week ago.
Yeah.
That was like a month ago.
That was pretty good, Dan.
Credit. You shouldn't give him any airtime either.
Well, no, I didn't say he was good looking. I said he looked like Putin. I agree with you.
He's
not a good looking guy.
He's an ugly son of a bitch. There's no question about it. But he's very talented.
Guys, I'm just a normal guy.
I just hate him.
And I listen to sports radio. Right. Me too. And so the Celtics play a double overtime game. I turn it on. And the first thing I hear is, did you see how Mutt screwed up last night? Really? Really? Doesn't really matter. So I think his... his disconnect from the audience is we want to hear sports. We want to be entertained. We want to be taken away a little bit.
Dan, but listen, I hate defending him because I don't like Kirk. There's really not much disconnect when you've pretty much taken over morning show.
I agree ratings. With their criticism.
I mean, there's really not much of a disconnect with the numbers they put up. They're the number one rated, I think, morning show in the country last year. So the disconnect, I don't know. I think there's people that disagree with that.
Well, I love it.
Even though I hate it.
I love it when people say.
I think this show sucks.
Don't you love it when people say, they're just doing it for ratings.
Lou's a simple guy.
No kidding. We're doing it for ratings. That's what the job is. The job that you have is to sit in, do these shows, and try to amass as large an audience as you can, right?
They just do their thing. That's
right?
All.
And it works for them. Yeah. It works for them. And by the way, I agree. You can probably find Mutt screwing up every single night. So that's easy fodder for them. I mean, the Red Sox don't screw up every single night, right? Celtics don't screw up. Mutt does. So you can easily throw the Mutt thing on.
What is up?
Peter's in Jamaica playing. Hi, Peter.
Rome. Got Peter. It.
I love your show 10 times better than the morning show.
Oh, thank
okay,
you.
I don't care so about nice transgendered bathrooms. The only reason I listen to that show is because Touch and Rich, they suck so bad I can't stand it. And that's the honest truth.
You know, I agree with that.
Huh?
I agree with that. Go ahead.
So that's basically it. I mean, I'm getting kind of sick of Kurt. Every interesting person that comes on the show, you know, like Stephen Smith, then he won't come on the show anymore because Kurt's a dink to him. You know?
Goodbye.
Your show is much better. I'll just leave it at that.
No, that's very nice of you, Peter.
That's very nice of you, Peter. Thank you.
It's good to hear from Peter.
Thank you. But you know what, Peter? I want them to trademark as smart.
Yeah, yeah. Noah's in Rhode Island. Hey, Noah.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
What's up,
hey,
Noah?
Hey.
The first thing is there is no competition in the morning. You know, you listen to him for a while and then, you know, whatever. But my question to you is, if they don't want to talk sports, which is all fine and dandy,
yeah,
you know, why do they have sports people on as the third man in?
Oh, Reamer?
Reamer.
That's a good point.
Reamer or even anybody that does, you know, sports writing or whatever. Why don't they have somebody who's not affiliated with sports?
It's a good point.
With an opinion.
Do you
see, they don't want to talk sports, but they bring in like Trenny, they bring in Tomasi, they bring in Tangway.
Yeah, exactly. None of those guys are sports
Do you
people.
Think Tangway knows anything outside of sports? I mean, think about it.
What do you think? Reamer? Mutt?
What's Mutt? Mutt's a sports guy.
No, you consider Reamer a sports guy?
Yeah, Reamer's.
No, I shut it off when he's on, but I'm just saying he doesn't want to, you know, talk sports. He hates talking sports. It's boring. But he always has these people who are, you know, affiliated with sports. You know, that's all I'm saying.
It's an interesting point. Why wouldn't you reach out if you're going to get third person in the casting couch and get people that are outside of sports? They're constantly looking for people. They're constantly bitching that they can't find other people. When you reach out, Drummond is a sports guy.
But they find the guys that are people that are involved in sports that. You're also passionate about social issues, and those guys fit well with them.
Here on WEEI, we're talking Patriots.
Well, maybe not much. But he fits for other reasons.
But the point is, why wouldn't you get some of the people outside of sports? Because you're going to get back to sports.
Bring in like Jim and Marjorie.
So I heard Mutt last week. So Mutt was on last week. He's doing the morning show. We know the morning show, and by design, is not a sports show.
Right.
Right? And so he's on last week with Jellies. Did you hear it? It was a sports show all week.
Sure. He knows that Goodell is a piranha.
Because that's deep down inside, that's what Mutt is.
Yeah.
Mutt's a sports guy. Drolich's a sports guy. That was an interesting Piranha. Point. Why wouldn't you get people outside of the sports world on a casting couch?
Throw strikes! Throw strikes.
It works. Whatever works for them. It works for them. Listen, they find guys. I don't mind it. It's no big deal. Whatever. We do our show.
Why would you want every show to be the same, though?
You don't. What? You don't. Would it's a nice little mix. Yeah. We're a combo of both.
So we do both of these
platter.
I do have to
get everything.
I do have to
buffet.
Talk about something outside of sports. Can
what do you
I do
got?
That?
What do you got?
So Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yep.
Who I find is hilarious.
Yep.
Borat. He's done the
segment's Ali, gonna suck. Go ahead.
The Ali G.
Yep.
Remember the Ali G show with HBO, which he went out
Borat,
there as a character and he interviewed people and people were that dumb that they could not figure out that the whole thing was a spoof.
Sure.
Well, he's got a brand new show. And it's going on the air, I think, this Sunday called Who is America? It's on Showtime, I believe. And I can't believe this, how stupid people are.
What do you mean?
He got Sarah Palin,
yeah.
Dick Cheney,
mm-hmm.
Sheriff Joe down there in Arizona, Roy
sure.
Moore. He got all of these people to agree to sit down and do one of these fake interviews.
High five!
And they took him seriously. Now, I'm sorry, if Sacha Baron Cohen walks into a room and you've got your people, like Sarah Palin, I would believe.
Well, he's a comedian. You know where it's going. It's
but like no. But
I'm just saying, it's like sitting between two ferns. Is that what it was?
No, it's not. That is something. No, it isn't, though. But that is something where you know that it's comedy and it's set up.
Yeah.
Sarah Palin sat down with Sacha Baron Cohen, where he apparently was a disabled veteran. And that was the way he was able to get the interview with her, as a disabled veteran. How is it that these people have not figured out the joke with this guy?
And he's getting a lot of crap for that, I understand.
Well, he's getting crap today about the disabled veteran.
Posing as one.
Yeah, because he's posing as a disabled veteran. Mm. And we know that Sarah Palin is obviously going to use that. And she's, you know, trying to get the veterans now to put some pressure on and maybe donate money from the show to veterans. And she's using that, obviously, to. But how did she not figure this thing out? So this guy is well known now.
Yeah.
This is not an actor that you just don't recognize. Mm-hmm. I don't care what costume he's wearing, what makeup he's wearing, what, you know, facial hair he's wearing. You can't figure out. I'm getting set up here by Sacha Baron Cohen.
America's national sport is called baseball. It's very similar to our sport, shurik, where we take dogs, shoot them in a field, and then have a party.
How did they not figure this out? And these are major people that have people working around them. It's mm-hmm. not like, you know, Dick Cheney. Okay, former vice president. Are you telling me that Cheney doesn't have people that are setting this stuff up? And his people are that dumb that they set him up with an interview with Sacha Baron Cohen as a character, and they don't buy, they don't know who he is?
We dropped the ball, you know.
Well, how did we do that?
We buried the lead. That should have been our first segment. Those last 5 minutes were gold.
Oh, now you're being
That's what we should have come out of the top with.
Kirk is right.
But I'm just saying, we should have come out of the top with that story. And instead, what did we do? We did Sox, and we did Pats, and Celtics, right? I mean, we should have done that the entire time. That's gold, Ordway.
I thought this was interesting.
Where's your instincts?
I thought this was interesting. They're gone. They're gone. I thought this was interesting, though. This guy.
Mark James is right. You do suck.
This is Marvin. Oh, I got to take a break.
Yeah, take
I got to take
a break. No, you can't play the call. You're just rattled.
I'm not rattled. I'm fine. We got a couple more segments to go, and then we're out of here. I'm good.
A show for tough talk.
Enough with the excuses already.
What a bunch of pansies. What a bunch of mentally weak pansies.
Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Giancarlo. No si pro sto parlo. That means Giancarlo can't be stopped. We don't want him stopped. We want him to go to the All-Star game. The man who gives you those Stantonian home runs. So Yankees.com/vote. Please vote.
Give the people the message on why Andrew Benintendi.
I'm pretty sure the viewers right now watch the Kansas City Royals series. So that pretty much speaks for itself.
Thank God. It's over. It's over in 2 hours and 17 minutes. It's over.
Two hours.
This is the dumbest, stupidest thing that they could possibly do in Major League Baseball. And then they don't even allow people, young kids, to vote. Like
Lou's, get shut out.
Lou's son tried to go out there, obviously, vote for Giancarlo Stanton.
He wanted to vote for Stanton. He wanted to log in so he could vote for Stanton. So you got to put the age.
Good.
So I put his age, and he said he's ineligible to vote.
So
we're trying to get the young kids.
Your computer will never, ever, ever be able to vote for anything with MLB ever again.
Well, maybe the fact he doesn't vote actually helps him win. I don't know.
What a joke. And this whole thing has been stupid, hasn't it? I mean, listen, Benintendi has had a really good first half of the season, especially the last 2-3 weeks, been off the charts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So does he deserve to be in the All-Star team? Yeah. But who do you really want to see? I would think the public wants to see Stanton more than they would want to see Benintendi. But all Major League Baseball has to do is fix the thing. So have certain slots that you are going to be able to, when the voting is over, when all of the selections are over, Major League Baseball can add Stanton if he's not on there. Why? Because he's a premier player in the game that the public wants to see. So you want people to watch the freaking All-Star game.
They came out with, like, the leaderboard, right? Like, one, two, and three. But do we know?
Five.
They didn't tell you
five
how,
on the leaderboard.
But I'm just saying, but we didn't say how close anybody is.
They don't give you the voting.
I will say this. I mean, the National League to me is easy. Aguilar, by far, deserves to be in the All-Star game. out of the five guys, the least deserving for this season is Giancarlo Stanton.
Yes.
And the other guys, you can flip a coin. Segura's been outstanding. Benintendi should be there. Yep. Rosario should be there. Yep. Simmons should be there. They should all be there. But, again, this is about the best players, or is it about the best first half? And who the fans want to see. They want to see Stanton. I'll admit that. Right?
So you manipulated. You allow Major League Baseball to add players at the end of the process. First of all, how many players are on each team? Is it 25 on each team?
I don't know. I think it's one less than one of them.
Let's say 25, 24 on each team. And then you get the injured players or the guys that don't want to go there that come up with some injury because they need the rest. So you end up really going through 32, 33 players on each team, right?
Yeah, and I'm convinced like that's the reason why Jed Lowry and Snell, Blake Snell, weren't on this fan vote.
Snell should
because
be.
They know they're both getting in. Lowry's already in because Torres is hurt. And Snell will go in because somebody will pitch, you know, on Sunday or just take themselves out. So they don't put him on the fan vote. But, you know, I don't know. Whatever. It'd be nice if he got in. I'd be happy for him, but it's just the whole thing's weird.
This whole campaign has just been exhausting, hearing it all. And even last night with, you know, hashtag vote Benny. And then they go to the...
Yeah, they're trying to get him in.
Well, yeah, I get that. I understand it's the fan base. They want to put him in there. And obviously, you know, your kid didn't pay attention to the process.
He wanted Stanton again.
Yeah.
The man who gives you those Stantonian home runs.
Yeah, he wanted to get him in.
This is awful. Why should we expect any less from John Sterling? Let's go to Tim in Canton. What's up, Tim? Hello, Tim.
Hello, brother.
Tim, hey.
Big O.
What's up?
You are a Stantonian hypocrite and fraud.
Go ahead. Go ahead, brother.
You're cutting down Sarah Palin. Yeah, she got duped. All those people got duped.
She got duped.
Sacha Baron Cohen is a master at what he does. He was heavily made up. And the thing I want to say to you is, you know, oh, how could she not know? You sat next to a guy who you said was a legitimate broadcast for how many years and got duped. And I talk.
Who's that?
Pete the Meat Shepherd.
Been a big U fan in the 70s.
All right?
I was...
Admit it, oh, you a fool.
I was fooled.
How many years?
I thought he was a real broadcaster. I didn't know he was an imposter.
Mm-hmm. So go easy on Sarah.
It's a good point.
By the way, Big O, you yourself have fooled people. Did you not tell people they would have a radio career when they were coming to your attic and making podcasts?
That's a good point by you. That's a good point. You nailed it. Wait a minute. Hold on. Alex Reamer. He's a superstar right now.
Oh, because of you?
I made Alex Reamer. Trust me, Alex wouldn't have been on the air. They would have never heard him before, hey,
Glenn,
right?
Glenn, the rumor is you didn't even have an MP3. You had an MP1. It was all made up. It was pathetic. There was a pencil in the spool and watching it. They all fell for it.
Oh.
So I'm just saying, don't be such a...
Listen, I love Sacha Baron Cohen. I will watch the show on Sunday night. But you tell me. Tim, you tell me. You're not people... These are people that have people around them that are going to set this interview up. They're not doing the research. They're not figuring out who this guy is. I'm amazed that he's able to pull this off for another year. He hasn't done this now for a few years. He's coming back, and he's getting away with it with high-profile people. Are you kidding me?
Big O, you know him. I've seen the interviews with him where he's talked on Stern and other places about how he pulls it off, and he won't reveal how he gets them to actually sign the release. The guy is a master. It's not like he puts on, you know, Halloween makeup and sits in a room and says, come on in and talk to me. He has a whole process that he sets up. He has people that act as if they work for him and they do all the bookings. And yes, they didn't look into it enough, but read the list of people who get fooled again. It's not just one person. There was like 20.
No, I'm giving him all the credit in the world, Tim. It is absolutely amazing. Not only did he get Chaney to sign the release, he got Chaney to sign a waterboard kit.
He sure did.
It's unbelievable.
And last thing I'll say, Lulu.
Yo.
You should be a radio consultant because you get it, brother. It's all about variety. All these idiots who call in and say the morning show sucks, and yet they listen every morning.
Of course
they
do.
That's why they're number one.
Of course they do.
And you're right. Variety is the spice of life.
There you go.
Go get some variety. And then a boy be Tim.
Here's Marvin Salem.
Hey, Marv. He's out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
Go ahead, Marv.
Well, I must be one of the idiots because I listen to the show in the morning, and I have to tell you, you don't want Kirk and Callahan to change anything about the way they do their show.
We don't.
We agree with
it. We don't. I mean,
and here's why, though.
I don't like their show, but that's it.
Because by 10 o'clock, your listeners are so anxious to hear someone talk about sports, they are ready for you guys at 10.
Oh, I like this angle.
if they did the sports like you guys do the sports, everybody could turn off their radio at 10 o'clock.
That's a, I like this. Yeah. This is a good angle for us.
I like where you're going with this, Marv.
I like this.
And Lou, I have to tell you, my wife and I refer to you as the baseball god in our house.
Well, thank you. Minahan's called me that many, many times.
They worship you to a bottle of crown.
Many times.
And the times since we've been listening to you, we can't even count on the fingers of one hand the times you've been wrong about anything regarding.
Hold on, I got hands, I got toes. I can give you a bunch of them if you want.
Good point, Marv. Give me a long list. Good phone call right there.
All right, Marv, thank you very much. Boy, he just
played
the whole angle, didn't he? Played everything for us.
Love that guy. It's two-way sports
talk. Call back anytime.
Unbelievable.
Call him back anytime.
All right, we got one more segment
to go.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
Before we check in with the boys down at Fenway Park,
I
don't know if this guy is just outright stupid or he's just brilliant and he's figured out a way of circumventing the law. The guy's name is Earl Stevens.
Yep.
69 years old from Treasure Coast, Palm, Florida.
Oh, something weird happened.
Yeah, he did. So he's driving and they pick him up and they pull him over to the side and he's facing a DUI charge because he sent the old blood alcohol content off the charts.
Okay.
But then when they sat down and talked about it, he said, were you drinking? And he said, yeah, he was taking drinks of Jim Beam bourbon, but he was only doing it when he was stopped at the traffic signals and the stoplights.
Oh, okay.
So he really wasn't drinking when the car was moving. He only did it when he stopped for the stop signs,
so
which
he
did by the law.
Drinking and driving is drinking and stopping.
Exactly. And the traffic signals.
So how'd the case work
out
for
him? Well, he's appealing it right now, so we'll see what happens. Unfortunately for him, it doesn't look good because he's got two prior DUIs in Missouri. So he's well-known in the DUI circles. But that's his excuse. That's he's bailing out. I don't know. Maybe he's a brilliant guy. Rich Keefe is down there live at Fenway Park. Mr. Keefe?
Gentlemen, how are you?
Hey, it's Rich. How are you?
Yes, I'm great. We have John Tomasi here today. We, of course, have the manager, Alex Cora. We'll join us at 2:30.
Why are you so formal here today?
It's a new me. It's a new, very professional Rich Keefe. I'm trying something new this year.
I got a question for you.
The other guy
Why don't you ask Alex how it feels managing meaningless games that don't count.
Oh, God.
I know. You were a little upset. You had a nice time live tweeting the game last night, Lou. You got to let that go. You got to just enjoy it.
Oh, well, get ready because I'm doubling down tonight.
Keith, you know what it's called?
Keith, yeah, what's this?
It's called unfollow. That's what it's called.
Yeah, I'm out. I think I'm out on @LouMaloney. I've had enough. It was a good run, though. Thank you.
All right. It's Keith and Tomasi.
All right.
With the skipper coming up next. Lou and I will be back tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Be there. We're out. Now if he made you cry,
oh, I gotta know he's not ready to die. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.